We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Senator, Manny Diaz, is going to join us once again as he has in the past. Senator, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. A pleasure to be with you as always. How's everything going?
We're doing great, Manny. By the way, how'd the reopening phase go so far? Are you guys pretty pleased overall, or has it been abused, or what were the results?
So far, so good, Joe. I mean, statewide especially, we've had, it looks like we've had a resurgence, especially over Memorial Day weekend. It looks like the beaches have had people coming to them. People, for the most part, are following the norms. Miami-Dade, you know, we've been slow walking a little bit. We actually get into a full swing with some of our cities delayed a little bit, and we're opening the restaurants and some of those other businesses. So we'll see that this week, coming Wednesday, in places like Hialeah and Miami. So we got our fingers crossed, but I think that people are willing to behave themselves and follow some of these protocols to make sure that we keep this thing open and keep the economy going.
Hey, Manny, just so I understand this, so if the governor or the Dade County mayor says one thing, the cities don't have to follow it, or they do? Because they look like at times they're going, nah, we're not quite ready, we don't want to do it. How's that work?
So when the governor gives an order, unless he expressly delivers that order that has to be followed by all of the municipalities, then he has been giving them leeway to be a little more restrictive than the order. Not less restrictive, but more restrictive. So in this case, when he's opened everything up to 50% on restaurants and another retail and all that, the cities do have had the option to take a little bit of a slower roll. He's been very cognizant that you know, specific communities may have more infection or may have different needs or situations, and so he's tried that and it's worked so far in Florida. So this is what we're seeing go on so far.
All right, so what's like the next step, I guess you could say, for you know, Dade County or the, I know that all the cities are obviously doing their own thing, but the next step for Dade County would be what? The next phase would be what?
Well, what we've seen is in the when Miami-Dade entered phase one, it kind of accelerated what the state was doing, because the state was open at 25%. You really can't open a restaurant at 25%. It's right. Very hard to have the right personnel. So the order actually jumped the entire state to 50% capacity with the outdoor seating, as long as you can maintain 6 feet. And that was implemented in Dade and Broward right off the bat. So the next phase is to increase some of that capacity going forward, and also to open other things that have a higher volume, things like museums and things where you could still keep some kind of control over the amount of people inside, but starting to get life to regular. Again, outdoor activities, I think, have been a hit, because people need to get outside. They've been trapped inside for a long time. And we continue to hear good news about the fact that the virus doesn't do very well in sunlight, doesn't do very well outdoors and surfaces outside. So the next phase would be to continue to open up or to increase the capacity of the businesses that have opened to try to get us back to normal. And then, you know, that our favorite topic here, the governor has been adamant about trying to attract sports. So it looks like the NBA is talking to Disney to get going there in a unique situation with one location. And you've seen USC in Jacksonville. And we'd love to have baseball here. So it looks like that could be the next step, is starting to have some of our sports come back.
Manny, do you see the MLB, the Marlins playing in their own ballpark, or do you see them going to more of a spring training site or even heading further north? What do you expect?
No, I think baseball can play at their own parks. I think we've seen what the Korean Baseball Organization has done with no fans, having a limited contact and some isolation. And these teams, you know, they travel on their own planes, on charter planes, so they can, as long as they can have testing, Joe, I think they can mimic. I think the roadmap is there from the Korean Baseball Organization. I think we can have baseball back. I think the NBA is more made for having that one location, you know, where they can kind of create an isolated village, it looks like. But I think baseball, I think we could start seeing it in places where they play at their home park. And I think it's the first Memorial Day since 1880 that we haven't had Major League Baseball playing.
Oh. The Senator Manny Diaz joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Another thing that was coming out or came out last week a little bit, the CDC guidelines for schools and what schools may look like or what schools are going to look like when we get back for the fall. Can you get into a little bit of that for the folks out there?
Yeah, and I do have some concerns with those guidelines. So if you look at the guidelines, it gives a recommendation for students and, you know, especially the younger kids to have masks on all day. I have a serious concern about that. I think we've heard several medical experts give us information that that's not a good thing. So that's something that we're going to have to deal with. Also, it recommends having separate lunches and all that. And that can be done. But when you talk about having one teacher a day, you know that that's not going to work in the high school setting, in the secondary setting, because kids change classes all throughout the day to go to their different courses. And I don't think that's going to work. So we're going to have to figure some of that stuff out. We've been having here discussions in Florida of the different models that we can roll out to get back into physical school. And I think we're going to have some of the kind of test cases here in the summer with some of these summer camps to help some of these Title I schools have some extra time to get these kids back on track from either COVID loss or summer loss. Summer loss happens all the time when kids leave school and are out for the summer, but now we have this additional COVID loss, and I think we have some folks that are ready to tackle that. In fact, we have some of our good principals from Miami-Dade County listening today, including my good friend Ignacio Rodriguez, who's at an elementary, ready to tackle this. So I know they're ready to go and have the talent to do it.
Manny, we had a little issue pop up, and you follow high school football. I wouldn't even bring it up. Max Edwards, 3 straight state championships, Northwestern High School. I know you're familiar with it. He was suspended indefinitely for unauthorized athletic activity, which, listen, I get it. I get we're trying to beaches, restaurants, our kids. That's a little different deal down there. Now, I got some people ripping me on social media this morning, too. But Manny, like, you're familiar with Northwestern in that area. Like, this guy is doing good. Like, some of the times getting those kids together, and I'm not saying he shouldn't maybe smack him on the hand a little bit, but this is not going to be long term, right? I mean, this guy's doing good things. He's a good guy. He's doing the right things. How do we handle that? Inner city life, you know, it's not like everywhere else, as you know, Manny.
Yeah, Joe, and you know, I've always said that the best dropout prevention program we have in this country is high school athletics. You know, these coaches put in all this time. They don't get paid much. And it really has influence and changes the lives of a lot of these young men and young women, and especially when you're in the inner city. So, I hope that I would support the fact that I get it. He violated something. There has to be some consequence. But we got to get that corrected and allow this coach to get back out there with these young men, because at the end of the day, if you remove him for a long period of time, all you're doing is harming these young men who I know that was not a great decision, but I also get it. You start getting stir crazy, and a lot of these young men can, you know, end up getting themselves in trouble with too much idle time. And he probably was just trying to, you know, get them together, keep them intact. And, you know, there's a little bit of that competitive advantage. I get that. But listen, it's a big deal, and it's not just a big deal from the sports perspective. It's a big deal in the lives of those young men. So you're right. A lot of coaches like him do good work, and we got to figure that out and get him back out there. Whatever it is that has to be done, let's get it done and make sure it doesn't happen again. But we got to keep in contact with those young men.
Yeah, no, because you know we're dealing with single moms. We're dealing with, I mean, reality. You know, is just that's tough. And he tried to keep that team together, keep those kids out of trouble. And yeah, he wants to win. Yeah, it's a competitive, and you know how important the whole football is in that community. So I appreciate if you could look into that. Hey, listen, man, you got all the pull. I mean, you could make the call. They listen, man. Come on. I mean, we're kind of downplaying this. I mean, it's not you, not me that's doing this, man.
We'll make sure that we put in a word and get them to understand that he's trying to, you know, do the right thing. While I know a lot of folks will be saying, well, you know, that's ridiculous. He's just trying to get an advantage. Look, there's a lot that goes into that in those inner city schools and keeping those kids together. It's tough. And having them in an environment where there's that structure, that's, you know, you got to keep those coaches.
That's right. See, that's one good thing about having a center that likes our high school sports down here, man. That's one of the really good things. Manny, how we doing on swimming pools and gyms and all that stuff? Where are we on all that stuff? Is that getting ready to happen?
Yeah, so look, the gyms are open statewide, and even Broward's starting to go a little bit into some form of that. I think we're going to see Dade coming soon, and that's good news because I personally need to get back to my Orange Theory. I've been trying this Peloton thing, but it's not the same. So I need to get outside and get to the gym and get some of that in. But I think a lot of folks are anxious to do that, and I think a lot of the business owners have contacted me and actually have great plans and protocols in place. So they've thought some of the stuff through to make sure we keep it where it's healthy. And I expect that the governor is also anxious to do that. So I expect we'll see some of that soon here in South Florida. And like I said, already in Broward. And then swimming pools, you know, Joe, the chlorine in the swimming pools clearly kills any of the bacteria or virus. So that's another thing where we have to have some common sense. Yeah, put some protocols so you don't have, you know, hundreds of people inside the pool. But let's get these kids back swimming. Let's get some of these activities in a safe manner so we can get people back out there. Another issue that affects all of us, and when you have this kind of situation, Joe, is the mental health issue and the substance abuse issue. And if you don't get folks back out doing these activities, that's right, going to start to take a toll on people. And well, we've seen it. I mean, I've gotten back reports of the increases of mental health, anxiety, even suicides. You know, one statistic is for a long period of time, all the other crimes were really down in South Florida. But you started to have a huge bump in domestic violence calls and a huge bump in calls related to mental health. So I think that you mentioned there is going to be very helpful. Even though it sounds simple, it's something that helps with that.
Hey, Manny, by the way, last time we had you on, like scouting reports were coming in about your pitching. what's happening, man? Like, huh? Sidewinding, throwing sub? What's going on with the pitch, man?
Yeah, sidewinding down. I played for Shelly Dunkel at Miami Springs Senior High, and we had some good years. He always liked to have a sidewinder closer, and I was one in a line of like three or four. And then I ended up going to St. Thomas and sidewinding over there with Al Avila first and then Jim Pizzolatto. Wow. So I had a lot of fun. We made some runs and to some regionals there. And then since then, you know, St. Thomas, the Bobcats have been to a few World Series. So I'm anxious to see them get back on the field over there. They got a new president, Dave Armstrong, doing an awesome job at St. Thomas. And I know you remember those days back in the training camp days, Joe, in the old hotel there.
Yeah.
Our locker room.
Cockroach,
was in that hotel.
Hey, cockroach dorms, man. They were beautiful out there.
Yeah. So I got the opportunity to see that in action the first 2 years I was there before they moved to Davie. And it was interesting, you know.
Yeah,
I was thinking back to that the other day when Coach Shula passed away, and the few encounters I had the opportunity to talk to him. You know, whether it was way early in the morning or late in the afternoon, he wouldn't leave that place, and he was always his commitment to excellence. So I have nothing but great things to say about Coach Shula and the interactions I had with him. So
yeah, he was.
I'm sure he has some good memories.
He was great with the fans. He was great with the fans. So did you have people bailing out on that pitch? Did you get a lot of guys bailing on that sideline stuff?
It was very effective with right-handers, Joe. You know, when I had to face a lefty, I had to get creative. But right-handed hitters were not fans. In fact, I got banned from throwing batting practice many times. And when we got, you know, we got into getting ready for the season, you know, our pitchers would cycle through batting practice. Number one, I had a hard time with that L screen because I was, you know, sidewinding. And number two, everything was cutting into right-handers. So they were not fans of that during batting practice. So
so your curveball, just so you know, your curveball is the reason that guys like me and others, that my father used to go, "Why is your foot out?" I said, "That ball started at me before it started breaking, man. I'm done. I'm out of here." Manny, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks,
thank you.
I look forward to talking to you guys soon with some more updates, hopefully in the next weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.